Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. How many family stories do you have? There are the funny ones, there are the embarrassing ones, which are the funny ones unless they happen to you, the cute ones and the heartfelt ones are some of my favorite. And then there are the inspiring ones. On this episode, Bob and I talk a little bit about looking back and finding the things that keep us going. Enjoy.
My Uncle Jim was really funny. Whenever my mother used to say, you know, he didn't like to brush his teeth. You know, and his theory was that it was the green stuff that was keeping his teeth in his mouth. You know, they were actually holding
a protective layer of, yeah.
So if he removes the green stuff, he's just going to lose his teeth. So he just didn't. He was a very funny human being. But we won't talk about Uncle Jim right now.
Okay.
But he was a badass.
He's the motorcycle guy.
Yes. My Uncle Jim. Yes, he is. Then I have told you about him.
Yeah.
Because if you know that he drives a motorcycle, then I probably told you the story of him pulling somebody out of there through the window of their car out. And that was when my cousin Joycey told me that story. She is a wealth of stories about my mom and dad, because she's like halfway between my age and their age. And she witnessed a lot because my mom and dad lived with them for a short while when they were married early on. And she witnessed the dating and stuff. Because my mom lived with my Aunt Joyce. So, you know, it was a kind of an interesting little situation. But she gives us really different insights into everybody. She's an artist and really cool, lives in Gloucester. Yeah. And I think is just retired at like 72. But good person in my life. I'm going to, I think, get to see her in a couple weeks when we go up for our dad's celebration.
Oh, that's nice.
We went up October 28th. My sisters have rented a yacht club in Lynnfield, Massachusetts. I thought we were going to be doing like a family dinner around.
Yeah,
the
I
table.
Thought it was going to be at the house.
And I thought so too. But here's how my attitude about this whole thing is this. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I accept whatever you judge. And I'm going to show up joyfully and I'm going to hang with these people and we're going to celebrate Dad, who has added some different provisions to where he wants his ashes. Originally, he just wanted to be one part to be buried with his stepdad and mom, and another to be buried with his dad. And now I understand that it's another list that's emerged, and there are many urns. There are many urns to be distributed.
Many urns, some thrown at his enemies, I'm hoping?
You know, I would think that would be a good thing, but I don't know how many of those he had in the end. He's pretty cloistered. So I don't think he, you know, other than maybe some of the people he ticked off on the phone. Not worth a trip with an urn, I can tell you that, so... Yeah, and it'll be weird. I was looking for it just to be close family, so that it would be less people coming to say how sorry they are. Because I think we talked about it last time. I've had a good amount of that, and I love these people. They've been wonderful. The Hobarts, sweet, reaching out every few days. Everything okay? Anything we can do? It's like you find how much people appreciate you during times like this.
Oh, yeah.
I had a client, Heart of Florida United Way, that I got a card that I thought was going to be a, hey, great job, thanks for working with us card, turned out to be a sympathy card. And each of the people that I work with, there were like 10 of them, wrote a personal note on this card to me.
Aww.
Sweet. I mean, that made me cry. And then on the back, literally some of the most consoling words I've read so far in my life. Someone included a quote from Khalil Gibran that said, when you find yourself sorrowful, look in your heart again. For in truth, what you'll find is that you're weeping over that which delighted you.
Aww.
Right?
Nice.
Like, oh, that's right. Well, and I used to say, you can only, you know, miss something as much as you loved it. And that's the same thing, only Khalil Gibran, better words. I mean, dude had a way.
Usually going to have better words.
Have you read The Prophet?
No, but I've read, like, you know, I like to go on quote sites and just be like, okay, which ones am I going to try to incorporate? At one point, I think I put up quotes in my office, like facing out, just to, I'm inspiring people. But really, it was just for me.
I like that. Well, I think that's a good thing, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been in my studio. You see, I've got, like, probably 30 things that I've done on my walls. And that is to remind me, hey, you can do this. You know, the stuff that I have displayed out here in my house is just stuff I like enough to display. The stuff in my studio is just, hey, don't forget. You know, so whether it's an inspirational quote or something that you've done in the past, I actually have a file, I may have told you about this, called Nice Words. It's literally jam-packed full of emails that people sent me that when their words moved me and made me feel happy about who I am and what I did, I put it in the Nice Words file. And every once in a while when I'm feeling crappy, I look in the Nice Words file.
Oh,
and I
have
to tell you, it lifts you up.
Yeah.
It reminds you that, you know, you're accumulative something and that you can be okay, that you've done some good stuff. I'm not a big fan of exorbitant self-praise unless I've done something to deserve it. This might explain why I do so many praiseworthy things in my life. I'm addicted to other people's gratitude and love. It may sound silly, but I recommend that everyone create their own version of a Nice Words file. As we cruise through life, we all need to remind ourselves of the good things we've done. And who knows, it may just inspire us to do more. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We'll see you tomorrow.